Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer to count our blessings together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Morning Prayer to Count Your Blessings, written by Alicia Searle, read by Leah Gerard. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Honestly, I'm not a morning person. In fact, I stay up way too late, which totally affects my morning routine. I startle out of bed, usually rushing around getting kiddos ready for school, packing lunches, and then jumping into the car to zoom off to this school or that school. Yep, I'm the mom with 3 kiddos and 3 campuses, making my mornings a bit hectic. I know I need to prep the night before and go to bed earlier, but the evenings are the only time I get to be fully present with my hubby. Not to mention an actual quiet moment to sit and just relax. So it's time worth savoring. Yet I guess it's also worth mentioning that having 2 teens has made evenings more difficult, as those peaceful and relaxing moments have gotten pushed back later and later, meaning that my bedtime gets pushed back later and later. Hence, the reason for hectic mornings and evenings. Somehow, though, after the hustle and bustle of my usual morning routine, and after I drop off that last kiddo at school, it's as if God always has a way of quieting my heart. Sometimes I'll have praise and worship music on, or it'll be so quiet in my car that it's a welcome reprieve, and it practically prompts me to get still and notice that no matter how crazy this season of life is, there's always room to count the many blessings God has so graciously provided. So here's my question to you. Do you have space in your morning to count your blessings? Oh, friend, it's so easy to get so caught up in our daily lives and busy schedules that the morning flies by without even a notion of or a head nod to our Almighty God. And sadly, I can relate. I may jump out of bed and say a quick, "Morning, God," but he rarely gets my full attention and heart. That said, I invite you to join me in taking a pause in your morning. Even if it's after all the kiddos are in school, or even if you have to hide in your closet so you can truly honor God for all his goodness and faithfulness. Because the truth of the matter is that when we give thanks to God in the morning, it sets the tone for our day and gives way for us to praise him throughout it. Let's pray. Gracious Father, I thank you for another day. You're such a good and merciful God who meets me wherever I am in this journey of life. You bring forth so much richness and goodness that I want to give you my full heart of gratitude. I want to thank you for every aspect of my life. I want to thank you for everything. Oh God, there are countless reasons to be thankful to you today. I start with your unwavering love and unfailing grace. I thank you for your precious Son, Jesus, and what his life means for me and my salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for your gift of the Holy Spirit who dwells inside of me, bringing so much comfort and a way to seek truth when the world is loud. Thank you for leading and guiding me and extending forgiveness when I fail to recognize you and your amazing love. My heart explodes with thankfulness for the precious relationships you've placed in my life. I thank you for my spouse and my children. I'm thankful for my family and friends. You've been so kind and gracious in providing fellowship and a community of believers to grow with spiritually. I'm thankful for your provision and protection and the peace that it brings. You continually show your compassion and love for me and my family. You offer hope and healing through your presence and your word. Thank you for granting me a safe place to reside and seek refuge. Lord, I am overwhelmed by your generosity and the way you're moving in my life. May I see it all as joy. You're such a good father. And as I count my many blessings, I hope to live a life that honors you. Thank you for everything in my life. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.